laws, because they have to know it. So Mimele, everybody knew the fundamentals of Gerashim. Everybody knew the fundamentals of Gerashim. So even the miute, who were Amiratzim, it's not that the Rabbetah means that everybody, that even the miute, were Lomdi. No. There was a miute, the miute of Amiratzim. But even the Amiratzim, the miute of Amiratzim, who didn't learn Torah, who didn't know anything from learning, they also knew the fundamentals of Gerashim. They knew. What is Me'akev in the get? And they knew that there is a psul of Mechuber, there is a psul of Mishmo, but because of their Amaratzies, they just had no regard for Mishmo. You can find many Jews, good Jews, I mean, who will say all kinds of apikoses against Chazal. I mean, they don't know. They don't know Amachmas Amaratzies. They don't have a din of Emumer. Because they are in a Makir v'Keifrin. So this is what Rabbi Tam means. Rabbi Tam doesn't mean that everybody in those days was Ilam. No. If everybody had been Ilam, so they wouldn't. Then they would be Makpit on the Din of Lishmo. I mean, how can Ilam not be Makpit on the Din of Lishmo? So he has to be the biggest Amoretz conceivable. But even the Amiratzim who didn't learn Torah, they also knew the Din. They knew. They heard it from others, from their friends. They heard it. They know that so many people divorce their wives, and they know what is imperative in the get, what is a mass. So they knew all the aloches, and the lishmo they also knew, even the miute of the Amaratzim, who don't know and who didn't learn Torah, also knew the din. And they knew, and even the miute know the din of lishmo, but somehow the din of lishmo they didn't care. They didn't care. Just like that. It's not important, you know. There are a number of Jews. Well, today in New York you have many Jews who carry Manhattan because they have a psak by Rabbonim. So it's a different reason. But years ago, let's say 40 years ago, so no Rav was Matir, but I knew many Jews who came over from Europe and they said, and they were carried on Shabbos, and I asked them. I mean, they were shemitah Shabbos, but they carried on Shabbos in New York, in Manhattan. So I asked them, why do you carry on Shabbos? So he says, New York has a river. And don't you know that any city that has a river, so you're allowed to carry. That's all, I mean. Well, without any questions, they were convinced from it. So of course, only an Amoret, you know, can have such a notion. So the miute, who had no regard for Lishmo, they were real Amaratzim, they didn't learn Torah. But they still knew, through hearsay, information, they knew all the fundamentals of Gerashim. They knew it. And the Din of Lishmo, they also knew. But see, because of their ignorance, they had no regard. So Meila did not have a Din of a Makar Keifeya. So if he did write Lishmo, so then the get is a kosher get. Mashenkin, if somebody is a makir keifer, so then, even if he writes it lishmo, so the get is possible in rice. Right. Now, the next thing is, lifishem kin lishmo, kosher, do we come on, tanya, hu atzmi shehi vigitei, ein tzorich, sheyema v'fon anechtu v'fon anechtan, maishne hu mishluche, ich haishino shemo v'nasa lishmo. So, Monefshech, you see, if, let's say, according to Rav, that the Tam is because of an Edimitzuli Kaimei, so you understand as to why we say, if the husband himself wins the get, he doesn't have to say, Fonechtam. Why? Because he will not be Me'are. But according to Rav, that the reason is because we are Cheshish, maybe it was written Shalom Lishmo. So even if the husband himself brings the get, why couldn't he be married? He could come and say, well, I didn't know there was such a halacha of Lishmo. It's a new halacha, I never knew about it. Now I found out about it.
Why should he be married?
Weimeri, die Maskinen bis Samuch, die Reib Kine, us tam Sifre Gmire, wie Leke Las bi Alme, die Mistome Shaloikidin Jahre. Wie hoche sche mi wie a Baal bi Atzme, Leke Le Mecha Shafilu Las. Die Suli Maria, Kidoma bis Samuch, Kidoma bis Samuch, min kat noken bi Alme. Now, why bin I? We watch on the Neymar, Melech Ikegnai. In other words, that the nafkimine between Rabbe and Rove would be the case of a shliach who delivers a get from Eretz Yisrael into Chutz Loretz. So if we say the Tam is because of Lishmo, so then in Eretz Yisrael we abok Lishmo. So the shliach, when he delivers the get in Chutz Loretz from Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't receive an Eretz. If the Tam is because Eretz Yisrael, he has to say because there isn't such a communication and transportation between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Loretz. So why doesn't the Gemara say Melech Kibenai? So according to Rabbi, Melech mei Eretz Yisrael lei Chutz Loretz does not have to say Fonech Tavonech Tam. And according to Rabbi, he has to say. So this says the Teretz, Il Rabbi Namel Rabbonim Basroi. Rabbonim Basroi, that means the Rabbonim the Mishne. He says Rachomim Eimru Nitzor Shim Fonech Tavonech Tam. Elo hameivim dinas hayam vehameilich. So the Gemara asks the kashe. While the Gemara assumed that Rabbi less later of it, then the maskon of the Gemara is that Rabbi is later of it. But while the Gemara assumed that Rabbi less later of it, so according to Rabbi, the only reason is why Yishliach has to say vonach vonachtam is because of Lishmo. So the Gemara asks the kashe, why do the Rabbonim Basroi in the Mishnah say, in its own Sheyema before Nechta for Nechta Maamevi, Medina Sayam, Vehamevich, but why should Melech say for Nechta for Nechta? There is no Shoshe of Shalom Lishmo. So the Gemara says, the Rabbonim Basroi, so the Gemara says, according to Rabbi, so there is a machlekes between Tanekame and Rabbonim Basroi. So according to Tanekame, Melech doesn't have to say for Nechta for Nechta. But according to Rabbonim Basroi, Melech has to say for Nechta for Nechta because of his special Gzeire. Of Gzeire, Melech or the Mei. Inuch and Ame, and it's merit, Melech shouldn't have to say. But if we wouldn't require Melech to say, so then people will say that maybe he doesn't have to say either. So because of that, the Rabbonim Basroi required the Melech also to say. So he says, the Rabbi Namel Rabbonim Basroi will also have to say, Melech or the Mei. But the Gemara could mention it as an apkemine, in connection with Tanekame. So in connection with Tanekame, so it doesn't have to be mentioned as an apkemine. Tanekame name al bichlal odom harikemenayim dinu dinu be'art Yisrael. So the Gemara does mention dinu dinu be'art Yisrael. So mele be'art Yisrael lechutz moretz. And right now the Gemara assumed that dinu dinu be'art Yisrael also. I mean, there is no communication and transportation. So there is no difference between Dinah Be'at Yisrael or Me'at Yisrael and Chutz Loretz. V'hod l'koma get mikoy mikem naye, mishum dehave bichlal the asuya betray the doyim koy. Now, the asuya betray. So one of the nafkeminas between Rabistam and Rovistam is the case where two shluchim deliver the get. So Rashi explains it, Dasui, so according to Rabbi, he has to say Fonechtam, Fonechtam. According to Rove, the Tam is because it's in the Kaime, he doesn't have to say Fonechtam, Fonechtam. Dasui, betray, Pirsha Kuntres. We mount Domar, if you should eat him, it's in the Kaime. Eru, you can do. Vikoshe, the auto be keep it all. She is the money in the Kaime, Kishiyobi, a bow, the Yare. So he asks, how does Rashi explain the reason as to why, according to Rove, if two shluchim deliver a get, so they don't have to say for Nechtam for Nechtam? Because according to Rove, the whole purpose of Nechtam for Nechtam is to have the possibility of Ki Mashtar. So if two shluchim deliver the get, so if the Baal is Ma'areh, so then the same shluchim will authenticate, will verify the get. We'll verify the get. So this is how Rashi explains it. Vikoshe, the auto be kife tolu. Shiyu mizimonim likaime. Kife means a cage, prison. In other words, are we going to put the two shluchim in prison, in a cage, and to keep them ready so that they should be available? If at any moment the Baal shows up and he contests the get, so then we'll tell them, oh, now we let you out from the cage, and you be mikayim again. We're not going to keep them in a cage. So memele, monefshech, if Yichutz Loretz is ready mitzvah likayim, so even if two shluchim deliver it, we still be shibicheshish. Maybe, let's say a week later, the Baal will show up, it'll be ma'areh, and these two shluchim will be gone. So why dafki if two shluchim deliver the get? Suppose when the shliach delivers the get, so Bez knows that there are two individuals who are very familiar with the signature, the handwriting of the signatories. Let's say the signatories are Reuven and Shimon. So suppose Bez knows at the time the shliach delivers the get that there are two individuals who are acquainted with the handwriting of Reuven and Shimon, the signatories of the get. So in Meile, we shouldn't require the shliach to say vanechta. Why does the Gemara mention dafke to shluchim? So we already explained it. I mean that it's really no kasha, because it doesn't mean in chutz lores and edim mitzuyim likaimei that it's impossible for those who are acquainted with the handwriting of the signatories to come. If people had been altruistic, and if everyone who is able to verify the signature of the signatory had been eager to help out and to be cooperative, then there wouldn't be any problem in finding Kiyum. It's no problem. But the trouble is that the average person is not willing to cooperate. And if he has something else to do, he's not going, you know, to neglect any of his things, of his routine. So if he expects to go to a certain place, he's not going to refrain from going to that place on account of the problem in connection with the Kiyum Haget. But if a person is eager if he feels involved and he's eager to be to cooperate, then he'll always find an opportunity to come, even though he's busy. So even though in Chutz Loretz is an Eid Mitzvah L'Kagi, so Meile, this is what Rashi says. If it's Asur B'Trei, so they were already involved with this get. So Meile, they'll feel a certain responsibility. They will not say, well, we have to go this place today and next place tomorrow and the third place. The third day, we are never busy. We are never free. Because they'll feel a certain responsibility. Mashen ki shnayim nashuk. So they'll have 1,000 excuses as to why they're not available. All right, I mean, this is a Balbatisha Teretz, but this is the Teretz and Rashi. Umforish Revo, the Asiyu Bitrei Ve'amre Shabal Sholcho, the Suli Mehemen Leima Lishalachti, the Hoch Amalikamu, Shnai Mitzrich Leima Lifonenechta, Umayu Yim Rufonenu Girsho, Milu Mehemne, Ulhaim Lichashinon Shemo Hechtim, Bimezit Edim Psumim, the mistome kim the shorach lo get kedinosi the inechoshik lachshim. So the Revo says that the reason as to why asur bitrei, according to Rove, we don't have to say before the nechtam, because if two shluchim deliver the get and they say that they were shluchim, so memele they are certainly nemon. I mean, nothing is better than the testimony of two edim. So even if the Baal will come and he'll say, no, I never sent them, the Baal will not be trusted. We won't pay any attention to the Baal, because we have agodah by two edim that the Baal did send them. Once we know that the Baal cannot say, I didn't send them, so then we don't have to worry. Maybe it is mizuyah. Because who would mizuyah it? Who would be mizuyah it? The Baal certainly wouldn't be mizuyah it. The Baal certainly wouldn't be mizayefet. But, like this, we have to be afraid, maybe the one who delivered the get, maybe he was mizayefet. This is the pshat we have to say in the Rebbe. Maybe the one who delivers the get, maybe he was mizayefet. But if to deliver the get, and they say, they testify that they were appointed shluchim, so the mele, we know that the Baal sent the get. So then, what's the other possibility? So now, the possibility that unless the shliach was mizayim, the get is out. What's the possibility? Maybe the Baal himself forged it. So the rivoshiti is, I mean, at that point, the Raivad is chelik. The rivoshiti is that we don't have to be cheshish lest the Baal was mizayim. Because whenever we are cheshish from mizuyim, let's say, I mean, according to most Rashi, who are chelik on the sheet of the Ri, so if a shtar voye is produced against Yoshim, against Mekuches, against the Levi Shalim Fonov, then we Kepesn is not gave. Why we are Cheshish Mizuyim? We are Cheshish Mizuyim. So what's the Chashash? The Chashash is, who was Mizayifet? Maybe the Malve was the so-called Malve, the alleged Malve. Maybe he was Mizayifet. He has a motive in being Mizayifet. So the Mele, let's say, Teisve says that the reason as to why Elisha can get married without being mikayim the get is because Mishmidgun Akul Barabonon. But if not for Igun Akul Barabonon, then Elisha wouldn't be allowed to get married unless she's mikayim the get. Why? Because over there too, we would be cheshish. Maybe the Isha herself forged the get. She has a motive. She wants to get married to somebody else. So that could be the motive. But, and let's say when he's an alleged malve produces a shtar, so then he has to be mekaymet because we are cheshish. Maybe this alleged malve was mizayim the shtar. Or let's say when an alleged mikabel matone or likeach produces a shtar mechira shtar matone, so then he has to be mekaym the shtar mechira shtar matone because we are cheshish. Maybe the alleged mikabel matone, the alleged Likeach was forged the shtar. He has a motive. But in the case where one shliach delivers the get, so it is not, so we do not have any absolute proof that he was the shliach. That he is the shliach. So mele we achishish, maybe the Baal will show up later. And he'll be saying that I never appointed this fellow as a shliach. He's a very fraudulent person. He's a very fraudulent person. I never appointed him as a shliach. I never executed it yet. And all that was done by this so-called shliach. So yacheshish. Mashayim came if two shluchim delivered again. And they testify before us that that they were appointed shluchim, that they were appointed shluchim. So mimele, we know already that he is a shliach, because you don't have al pidin. There is no better proof. They're not going to say this. So that's considered al pidin as a conclusive proof beyond the shadow of a doubt. So mimele, if the Baal will come, what will he say? I never appointed them. We'll just laugh at the Baal. I mean, we won't pay attention to what the Baal says. So mimele, he cannot be me'areya. So why should we require the two shluchim to say v'nechta v'nechta? The whole purpose of the requirement is to ward off an ill, to preclude an ill by the Baal. But in this case, where two shluchim testified, we have conclusive proof that they were designated as shluchim. So what's the chshoshe? What he can still say? Maybe the chshoshe is, maybe the Baal himself forged. Why should the Baal forge? If the Baal wants to get rid of his wife, all he has to do is just to give her a get. He doesn't have to forge a get. He can give her a genuine get. He doesn't have to forge chsinus ha'iri. So there is no motive. So mimele, we don't have to be cheshish. This is what Jesus says. Ulhai lechashinu shemehechtim imezit in psulim. The mistome kim di shoroch laget kidino se, the nechosh lachshi. Anyway, so Teisve says, and that's the sheet of Moshe Rashenim, that once we know that the Baal appointed the shliach,
So then we don't have to worry. Maybe the Baal forged it. There's the Shita of the Rebbe and the Shita of Moshe Shinim. However, the Raivin is ready. Now turn to the Asogis Raivin and the Rebbe. The first Asogis Raivin. The first Raivin here. Amen. Maybe getting this a yam to Shim for Nechta from Nechta. The Omar Rabbi with the Shimkin we Shmo. Kashiri. While we come with the Dukimachil and Yishbeget, Kigin Shinich the Vien, Vinechta Malaylo, Shepos. Because we will Huber with the Holdom or Shutor Chitze, Unisine, Oshem will be craving with Psuim Hosme, Oze shall be with Nize Hosme. Oy shemo li yom al yisayf ak seyv li mchassumu. Oy yom al yishnayim tnu get li ishti li mom li yisayf eya. Vikos af leidim vichismu. Uvicholeim la get posl. Vimen ibkim nishmo kol shishim ki vicholeile. So the same kasha the Taisa says. Why does Rabbi mention just lishmo? There are so many psalim. If someone is ignorant, if someone is an amhoretz, he doesn't know anything. And if he knows everything. I mean, the Chazgerish. So why do they mention Jos Lishmu? V'chein l'chov v'dom alif shintin l'kai mei alil adidukim lo yichosh v'kam shaloy lishmo v'shkol sifra dayonim hoim v'shilchim yideyem v'chtiv tisik v'tofeyen v'ki mei v'lashon v'tzrichim l'kai mei v'nitzin l'kai mei v'hu bo ma'arom kal pleiso ato kosher kim shim ha'shliach ha'bal nosnuli Chosum, Mayu Yochla Bale Are, Vali Yochelein Aroisha Zifoise, Kizeu Iru Shokolashtori Shima Mizuye Fuse, Vizeni Yochleima, Vilobuleima before the Nechta, before the Nechta. So the Kashi of the Raivet, the Kashi of the Raivet. In other words, first he mentions Ikashe, why do he mention only Lishmo? Why don't we mention the other person? So then he says that Eino Chaname, you mean Ibkin Lishmo Koshkin Shin Ibkin B'Cholei. It's Einach. And then he says, but Rove is not Cheshish for Shalom Lishmo. He's not Cheshish for Lishmo. He's not Cheshish for any other person. Because people know, Sofrim know the dinim of Gerash. But Rovi is Cheshish, because maybe the Baal will come will be married. So then it will be Mikalkulason. So now he has the cash. So, according to Rovi, why did the Chachomim have to be Misaki? That he should say, before the Nechta, before the Nechta, in order to preclude the Yihu of the Baal, let the Chachomim require the Shliach to testify that he was appointed Shliach. So once we know that he was appointed Shliach, so Mimele, there is nothing to worry about. What should we worry? Like this, you see, the Shittas HaRaivad is, the Raivad is Chemikan Tinsus and on the Rambam. The Shittas HaRaivad is that if a woman produces a get, whether it's a Chutz Loretz or an Eretz Yisrael, she cannot get married unless she's Mikayim. So they were Achishish because the woman has a motive, has a possible motive. Maybe she doesn't like her husband and she wants to get married to somebody else. So maybe she forged the get. So the woman has a possible motive. But if the Shliach says, I was appointed as the Shliach of this get, so he'll be Nemon. Now, if he's Nemon, so we know that he was appointed by the Baal. So then, and this get is given by the Shliach, and the Shliach is Nemon, that it was given to him by the Baal, so there is nothing to be afraid of. Who forged the Yishah? We see that the Shliach handed it over to the Yishah.
It's not that the Isha produces a get to us, and we don't know how it came into the hands of the Isha. Here we know that it's coming into the hands of the Isha from the Shliach's hands. So what is there to be afraid of? As long as the Shliach says he is a Shliach. So we know that the Isha certainly didn't forge it. The Isha certainly didn't forge it. So anyway, what is there to be afraid of? This is Kashi. Ato koshali, kim shiim ha-shliach ha-baal nosn l'chosu, ma'iru yochel ha-baal l'arech, val yochel ima lo isho zifo isi, ki zehu iru shal kol ha-shtores, shiim ha-mizuyefu, vizein yochel ima, vilomo li l'neima v'nechta v'nechta, uv yoshal me-makshe, neichu shlima ha-shem obeidim psulim chosme. So yoshal me raises the question, let's say, why aren't we afraid? Maybe the Baal deliberately put down, told Eidim Psulim to sign the get in order to harm the woman. Now, maybe. So true. Even, in other words, even if we are Mikayim, the Chassidus Eidim, but maybe so. So what do we know? That this is the genuine signature of the purporting signatories. But that's the raya that they are in sharing. Maybe the Eidim who signed are showing. Maybe the Eidim who signed are first cousins of the husband, or first cousins of the wife. They are craving. I mean, there could be all kinds of psulim. And maybe the husband deliberately try to get Eidim Psulim as signatories in order to harm the wife because he's angry at her. That's the Yerushalmi discussion. So the Yerushalmi gives the parrot, and the Yerushalmi makes Shemei Chusleim Hashem Abayim Psulim Chosmei, and Mishane in the Choshen Likalkalo B'li Shomayim, B'Bez Nu Choshen Likalkalo, B'Teich Shim Bo V'Yir El Yuri Bitl Afu Michas Medinim Kshayirim. So in other words, that even if the husband is motivated by hatred towards his wife, I mean, we could be chesed that he hates his wife because for her ayah he divorced her. So we could be chesed that he hates his wife intensely. But even if he entertains hatred towards his wife, so he can only be chesed the husband that he will do something to be mikalkalo b'bezd, but not to be mikalkalo b'nishamay. In other words, he might do something in order that Bezdin should think that she is not migrashis. In order that Bezdin should give her trouble. If Bezdin will think that she is not migrashis, then Bezdin will not let her get married, and then she'll stay in Agune. So then he'll have nikome against his wife. But if he knows that he cannot prevail upon Bezdin, that Bezdin should believe him, and he is not going to try to do something to be mikalkal her b'dinei shamayim. In other words, if we are mikayim the get, so then the husband knows that even if he'll be me'areh and he'll come to Bezdin, he'll say, this get was forged, the chsiva was forged, Bezdin will not pay attention to him. So what will Bezdin do? Bezdin will tell the wife, go ahead, you can get married. Never mind what your husband says, that it's forged. So Mimele, he's not going to do something that will make her an ishishis within ishamayim. In other words, let's say, if he will deliberately tell craving first cousins of his to sign the get, so within ishamayim, she will still remain an ishishis. He's not going to do that because since the woman is going to get married anyway, so what will he gain from the fact that b'dinei shamayim she will remain in ishishish? If the husband thinks that b'dinei odom she'll be treated as an ishishish, then because of malice and hatred he might come and say it was Mizuyev. But once he knows that Bezdin will not pay attention to his hero, then he's not going to be machtim Eidim Psum.
Uvioshal me mak sheneichu shleim asham deim psum chosme. Umshal me choshel kalb nishamayim. Bi beznu choshel kalb lo. But, miteich shim bo vira yoroi putu, but lafu mechas me minim shem. Veini machta, lifi shel yomru, mipni chshad elu mipni toes, lifi shem pkiim vidigduke gidi. Ato imonu leima, elu kikol isen achshoshes, שכוסבנו לרבו, אינו מיצויים, ואין לבעל בהם הנועי, אבל שלוי נשמו, מפני שהספרים כוספים, תיו סגיתנו השתורס, כדי שיובי כל הצורך להם.
So at first he has the קשה, why does רבו mention only שלוי נשמו? Why doesn't he mention that episode?
So then he says, that אם נפקים לשמו, כל שכן שנפקים בכל אלה.
So he could say, that אינו חנם, maybe it's lav davke shloim lishmo. Maybe it means any other psalm.
But then, after mentioning the Yerushalmi, he says no.
That when Rabbi says shloim lishmo, he really means shloim lishmo. But then you ask, monefshech, if they are ignorant, so they are ignorant of the other psalm also.
So he says, kolis nachshosh shikosavnu l'rabo, einu mitzuyim, vein libal bem anoi. אבל שלוים לשמוע מפני שהספרים כספים, טייפ סגיתנו שטורס, כדי שיובי כל הצורך להם, וימצא הדובר מזומן, על זה חושש רבי שלוים לשמוע, שמה הספר הנה בוקי, וכוסף הטייפס, והטירף כדרכי, ואינוסנו לזה,
In other words, we are only חשש, usually the outcome key. But there is a muted and muted. So Mimele, we are Cheshesh, maybe the Sefer who was in Iboki, in other words. So the Sefer that is in Iboki, he wrote that get and Shalom Lishmo. So the question arises, Monefshech. So we are Cheshesh for the Sefer that's in Iboki. So let us be Cheshesh for the other Psalm too. So the Raivet means this. You see, it's true, there is a miute de miute of suffering. What does suffering mean? Suffering means anyone who knows how to write. So there is a miute de miute of suffering who know how to write, the mechanics of writing a get, but, and who are very ignorant, who don't know anything. But for other psalim, you don't have to be cheshish, because the one sefer who is an amoretz, he knows in his heart that he's an Amoretz. So he wouldn't dare write the get without inquiring from another sefer who knows the dinim. So true, he knows the mechanics of writing a get. But the one who is an Amoretz, who doesn't know the dinim, he can fool other people, but in his heart he knows that he doesn't know the dinim of Gerashim. So Mimele, he is not going to write a get, that sefer who doesn't know, until he first finds out what are the dinim of get. But some mele vis-a-vis other psalim, we don't have to be cheshish vis-a-vis other psalim, because even that sefer who is an amoretz, he will not write a get until he inquires from others how we have to write a get, so he'll know. But vis-a-vis shaloi lishmo, because if it happened, let's say, that a particular sefer who is an amoretz already prepared before in order to learn the mechanics of writing, so he thought of a certain name, Yesed ben Shimon, Migarish, Ishtei, Leye Basruve, and so in other words, he wrote it only to train himself, just for practice. And then, if a husband came and said, he placed an order, he wants to divorce his wife, and he told the sefer to write, and then the sefer looks at his file, he sees he has the right name. So he's not going to find out from other suffering while on him, because it fits his convenience, as far as other psalim are concerned. So since he has to write again, he has to do some work. Some melee,
he'll spend more time and he'll inquire from other suffering. But as far as Shaloi Lishmo is concerned, he's not going. He has already made the get. So Mimele, he's not going. So why should he spend more time in finding out from other suffering all the dinim of Gerashin when he has a get ready made? So that's why we have to be chesh. Shloi Shema Asifer in the Boki because Vateifes Vateif Kedarke Vinoslo. Hine kvor parakn und das rabbe mach hu schon alt wort gam mir das hobe nema shemo yo vi abal vi yare vi yema mi pnei nachat de pressure hashliach lo im motzosi mi pnei because of the necessity of getting a shliach lo im motzosi edim is money vi khosafti ei som vi khsav yod vi shei meidim vo yisi sov vo shu kosher va hakei nidali shu posel vi fikh tzorich. So the Raivitz here says just the reverse of the Rivo. The Rivo says that we are not Cheshish, less the Baal will be Me'arev, that he himself forged the Edim. Let's say the names of the signatories are Reuven and Shimon. So we are not Cheshish, the Rivo says, we are not Cheshish, less the Baal will be Me'arev and say, I forged the Edim. The Raivitz says, no, this is exactly what we are afraid of. Lest the Baal will come and will be Ma'ariah, and he'll say, true, I sent the Shliach, but I forged the Chesimus Eidim. So then everybody will say to him, how can you be such a terrible person? Why did you forge Eidim? So he'll say, he'll give an excuse. In his mind, it will be a good reason. He said, because it was very difficult for me. There was such a shortage of shluchim. It was practically impossible for me to find a shliach who will take the get to Eretz Yisrael from Midnes Yam. And then finally, I found one person who was ready to go to Eretz Yisrael from Midnes Yam. So I couldn't spend any time finding these signatories and tell them to sign. And I know their signature, so I forged it. And he thinks that there's nothing wrong if he did it under pressure, because there was a shortage of shluchim. So the reason as to why we are afraid is not that we are afraid lest the shliach forged it. No, we are not afraid lest the shliach forged it. But we are afraid lest the Baal will come and he'll be ma'ariah that he himself forged it. Just the reverse of what the Rivo says. So he says, "Gam das rove neimar shemo yom yabal viyari viyimar mipnei nachat hashliach loimotzosi edim mizmonim because of the urgency of finding a shliach. So I couldn't spend any more time looking for the edim, for the signatories that they themselves should sign, because in the meantime this shliach might leave." So because of that, I decided I'll forge the names of the signatories. Because after some b'chsav yodi b'shimo edim, v'yisi sovo shu kosher, v'hankein, nidali shu posel, v'fich of tzor chlema v'fonenechta. V'hashti d'amun adir ha'bao m'shim hochehu, ki osa shnayim v'viyo v'gito, so matam, so then, he himself raises a question. In other words, he says just the reverse of the Rivo. The Rivo says that the reason as to why the Shliach, the reason as to why we say in the case of Asui Betray, so they don't have to say for Nechtam, is because the only Choshe is lest the Baal will come and he will be Ma'ariah that the Shliach forged it. So in the case where two Shluchim delivered and they say that they were appointed by the Baal, so then we don't have to worry lest the Baal will come and be married and say that the Shliach forged it, because he won't pay any attention to what the Baal says, because the Haggadah of two Edim is conclusive. So this is all right according to the Rivo, that once we know that the Shliach was sent, then we don't have to worry maybe the Shliach forged it, because the Rivo Shita is, so then we don't have to worry lest the Baal forged it.
Once we know that the Baal sent, appointed him the Shliach, and sent with the Shliach this get, we don't have to worry lest the Baal forged it. Because what kind of a motive could the Baal have in forging a get? He doesn't have any motive. So that's all right according to the law. But according to the Raivet, so the whole Takone v'fonechtan is based upon this Choshosh. Maybe the Baal himself will come and will say that he himself fought that. So even in the case of Asur betray, we should be afraid. Maybe the Baal will come and he'll say that he himself fought it. So what will we tell him? How? But you appointed them Mishluchim. He'll say, true indeed, I appointed them Mishluchim. But I myself fought it. So why does the Gemara say that according to Rove, in the case of Asur betray, you don't have to say for Lechta or for Lechta? So he says the Kashi. Verhaschte der Amrino, die und der Baum, ich mache, die Hose Stein, die Gitter, Matam, in Zrichleben von Echt und von Echt, mir jochle Meima, an ich aus Samte, ich sehe, und ma bin Echt und nicht Stein. Wie ich kelle Meima, kiven die Javeli drei, drei, heim keide Missire, wie kiven die keide Missire, afu ich simo alle Isade Koshe. So der Reimit gibt another Pshat. The reason is why, according to Rove, by so betray, you don't have to save it for, they don't have to save for Nechtam, is because if two Shluchim deliver the get, so then we have a Misire. So we have a Misire. So even if the Baal will come, two, there is a possibility that the Baal, a month later, the Baal will show up and he'll say, well, I designated these two as my shluchim to deliver the get, but I gave them a forged get. I myself forged the signatures of the signatories. So then it will still be no tragedy, because since it was handed over, the get was handed over by the two shluchim, so the two shluchim themselves are the enemy sile. So midraise, the get is a get kosher anyway, even though it was forged. A forged signature is no signature. So it's like no signature at all. Well, it should be worse. But it's, midraise, it's like no signature at all. So mele, even if the Baal, assuming that the Baal's taina is true, she'll still be midrashis midraise. She'll still be midrashis midraise. Because true, after all, the Baal wanted to execute again. And the only reason as to why he was machtin, he forged, the only reason as to why he forged the names of certain people is because he was in a hurry to give the get to the shliach, and mele, and he was afraid lest the shliach will leave, so mele, he wanted to complete the get. So he forged the chesedim. But since two shluchim delivered the get, so mele, the get was delivered in the presence of Eidim Yisire. So midraise, the get is a get kosher anyway. But only midrabonon it be possible. Why would it be possible midrabonon? Because mizuyof miteichei. Mizuyof miteichei. So since, even in case the husband will come and be meare, and he'll say that he himself forged the chesimus Eidim, it will still be kosher midraise. It will only be possible midrabonon. So mele, you don't have to be afraid. All right. So this is the Raivet. So the Raivet says just the reverse of what the Rivos is. Now, the Ramban mentions the Shitas Raivet. Rove Omar, if you didn't really come, we have seen the most of the time is weird. Kosher in the Rheinland.
ולאם השליח בא פטרי, אוי בא פטלט, שהבעל עושה שליח, לא עושה יסגד זה להשתי, ולמנו, וסור לא יוכל למימר, הבעל, he's יפתא. He's יפתא, ולא בו, לקיר. So the Chaim's kashi is, לאם השליח בא פטרי, אוי בא פטלט, שהבעל עושה שליח, לא שיסגד זה להשתי, ולמנו, ויסור ליוכל למימר, הבעל היזיח. ולמה לא מלכים? וניחלי, סוד הטרץ המראי ודיץ, דיל מעושה ואומר, אני עצמי זייבתי, לפי שלא ימצא סיידים, והוא יסיסוב לו שהוא קושה, ומקלקלו, ולא ימח ולון, שהדין איסין שלא ינמון בכך, שכשיצריכו חכמים קיום שטורס לא יומקו משום חשש שמזיעים ולשדה so he's rejects the right אלא חיים טיימה שיהיה אפשר להאמין לי בכל מוקים לימה שהבעל עושה נשליח כי שהבעל מערי לימה לא יוסיסי מי לדעב הקולדיה שבתאירו ואף על פי שמקצס מקיימס נמון השליח כיוון שמקצוע סונמון הבעל, כמו שמסבור בפרק סקבל, לפיכר החכומים צריכים להסקו לכולם דרך רחוק, ושלא יעיקר הנמונס על השליחס, שלא יאמינו איסי בכל מוקים, אלא יעיקר הידס על החסימו תקנו לימה, בפוני, נחתם ופוני נחתם, ונמון משום לחוקים שתורס דרבונם. What does the Ramban say? The Ramban is חלק כאן לראית. And first of all, the Ramban says, that we agree with the Rivo. That once we know that the Baal appointed someone as a Shliach, so we don't have to be Cheshish before. What do we mean Cheshish? We don't have to be Cheshish that lest the Baal himself forge it. The Baal has no motive to forge it. But the Chachamim were misakim. So, the Mele, the Rai of Torres is as to everything. Why aren't we Cheshish whenever Ishtar is produced? All kinds of Purim could occur. Now, let's say, when a Malve produces Ishtar of Boye against the Rai, maybe the Edimar is showing. How do we know? So, when Bez needs to become later, so then Bez. Is there a shvichaker and asks all kinds of questions? So maybe they know. But when a star is produced, we don't know anything. So all kinds of tzumim there could be. So that's the aloche of Edim Achzum Ashtar Ashkun Asim Ibezim. That we don't have to be chaker. Don't be chaker. But only if the star is mikuyen. If it's not mikuyen, so with the right say, it is nechkerism Ibezim, but with the rabbonon, it's not nechkerism Ibezim. So since mit Rabbonon it's not Merkel, this is my best. So the Chachomim gave the monies to the Shliach to be Mekayimet. So the Mele, when the Shliach is Mekayimet, he becomes, he gets Mekuyen, he gets the Rabbonon. Once he becomes, he gets Mekuyen, there are no problems. So you don't have to be Cheshish for anything. So that is only the Shliach would say for an Echtam, for an Echtam. So the Mele, they get become Mekuyen. Want to get the Kalbi Koyim? We don't have to be Cheshish for anything. Masha'im came, if the Shliach would just say, I was appointed a Shliach, so how do we know that he is a Shliach? Now, you see, when Shliach, the Rosh says, that when Shliach delivers a gift, so he is Nemon, even without the Ksav Minu Ashlichas. Why? Because Gidim Mechiachot. So that's the aloche, that when a shliach delivers a get to the isho, and he says he was appointed a shliach by the Baal, he doesn't have to produce eidim, or he doesn't have to produce iksav minu, that will say that he was appointed by the Baal as a shliach to hand over the get to the isho. The fact that he has the get in his hand indicates that what he says is true. Now, I mentioned before that there is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Raimund. Now, everybody agrees that the minu of Shliach Lekabole by the Isha requires two Eidim Mekimadon. Now, let's say Dushin Gereshin requires two Eidim Mekimadon. In other words, if somebody is Mekadish and Isha, not in the presence of two Eidim, even if the husband and the wife are both lady that he was Mekadisher, she is still Ifnuya. She is Mutaris Lady. Why? Because it requires Eidim Mekimadon. It's not just a question of reward. Now, everybody is made that the minu of the Shliach Lekabole by the Isha requires Eidim Mekimadon. If the Isha would appoint someone as a Shliach Lekabole to stand in her shoes, not in the presence of Eidim, so that he will not become a Shliach. The Shliachas will not be valid. The machlekes between the Rambam and the Raivet is in regard to the minu of Shliach Lekabole. So the Shidas HaRambam is, that the minu of Shliach Miloche does not require Eidim Mekim Adomo, only the minu of Shliach Lekabole. And the Shitas HaRaived is that even the minu of Shliach Lekabole also requires Eidim Mekim Adomo. The Rambam mentions the Raya, that the minu of Shliach Miloche does not require Eidim Mekim Adomo, from the fact that the Shliach can deliver a get to the Yisho, and even though he doesn't have Eidim, that the Baal was mimanim. So the Raivet says, no, minu of Shliach Miloche requires Eidim Mekim Adomo. But the reason as to why a Shliach who does not have Eidim is still kosher as a Shliach Miloche is because Gittim Mekhiach Miloche. In other words, just as Rishenim say, now the Rabbi Tam says that even according to Rav Meir, who says that Eidich Zimekar say, so still every gerashin requires Eidim Sir, because of the aloche of Indor Shebe'al Mopachas Mishnayim, that Eidim are required to Kima Doro. So just as in Dushim, when someone is Mikadish and Misha with Keset, so she's not Mikodeshes unless he gave her the keset, he gave her the tabas in the presence of two Eidim. So if a husband delivers the get to the Isha, even though the get has two Eidich Simo, but if it wasn't handed over to the Isha in the presence of Eidim Isiro, she is not Mikoreshes, even according to Rav Meir, who says Eidich Simekas, because of Eidom HaShavei Arvot Yitai. That's the Shita of Rav Meir. The Rif is Chemek. Most Rishayim Achemek, even the Shulchan Aruch, is in Paschus, that he doesn't require Eidim Mekim Adomo. Why not? Not that he doesn't require Eidim Mekim Adomo, because the Eidich Simi themselves are Eidim Mekim Adomo. Because when the Isha produces a get, how did the get come into the hands of the Isha? How? Because the Baal handed over the get to her. So the Meile, how do we know that the Isha didn't write the get herself? The answer is, they are Eidich Simo signed on the get. When the Eidich Simo finish signing the get, they don't give the get to the Isha, they give the get to the husband. How did it come to the hands of the Isha? Obviously, the husband handed it over to the Isha. So through the Eidich Simo, we have a choche that the get was handed over from the Baal to the Isha. So the Mele, the Eidich Simo themselves are Eidim Isiri. The Rif says, the Rambam, most of the Shem, are Eidim Isiri. So the Raivet says, just as the Eidich Simo, are the Eidim Mekim Adomo. And the Gerashim, even though no Eidim were present at the time the husband handed over the get to the Isha, why? Because of the Raya of Shtoreh. Because through the Eidich Simo, we know that the husband handed over the get to the Isha, so the Eidich Simo become are considered as Eidim Isiri, and we have Eidim Mekim Adomo too. So, Shliach, the minu of Shliach Loche requires Eidim Mekim Adomo. But then you ask, so how about our Mishneh? I mean, when a Shliach
he delivers a get to the Isha, and there were no Edim who were present at the time their husband was Mimani the Shliach, so why is it good? The answer is, since the Shliach has the get in his hands, so it's Gita Mechiach Olo, that how did the get come into his hands? What kind of Shaychas has he to the get? Obviously, what he says, that he is appointed as Shliach by the Baal is good. So in other words, so the Edich Sime of the get are Ediminu. The Raibit goes so far that they are Ediminu. Now, and that everybody, this is what Raibit says. Now, everybody agrees that when a Shliach is appointed, he does not, so and when a Shliach is appointed, so he does, when a Shliach delivers a get to the Isha, he does not have to produce Edim who will testify that they saw, they heard how the Baal appointed him as the Shliach. The fact that he has the get in his possession indicates that the timing of the Shliach is true. So, how is it that the Rambam mentions a riot that the Minu of Shliach Lirochet, the Minu of Shliach Lirochet does not require Edim Kim Adovah, because we know that when a Shliach delivers the get to the Isha, he doesn't have to produce Edim. But maybe he does require Edim Mikim Adovah. But the reason as to why he doesn't have to produce Edim, as the Raibit says, because Gidi Mechiacholot. So Reb Chaim says that there is a machlekes between the Raibit and the Rambam on that one point. Everybody agrees, the Rambam and the Raibit, they all agree that as far as the Etzem Misiras HaGet is concerned, so the Edich Sime are Edi Biru and the Misiras HaGet. Why? Because when Edim sign a get, why do they sign a get? Why? For what purpose? That the get should be posted on the wall, as you saw earlier. So why do Edim sign a get? Why do Edim sign a shtar? In order to execute a certain kinyan. So when Edim sign a shtar goye, so what's the purpose of the shtar goye in order to impose a shtar shigudim on the chosim? When Edim sign ishtar mechire or ishtar matone, so what's the purpose of the signing? The purpose, the direct and main purpose of the signing is to effect the transfer of title. When Edim sign a get, what's the purpose? What's the purpose of the signing of the get? What? In order to effect the king English. So in other words, so the Edim, when they sign the get, they sign it directly for the purpose that this get, after it is signed, will be handed over from the Baal to the Isha. So Mimele, the Edich Sime are considered Edibiru and the Misiras HaGirash. Even though at the time they affix the signature, they don't even know whether the woman will be divorced or not. Because many times it happens that the Baal tells the Edim, sign a get, I want to divorce my wife, and then they sign the get, and then they hand it over to the Baal, and then the Baal bethinks himself and he decides not to divorce his wife. So you couldn't say that when the Edim affixed their signatures on a get, that at that time they testified that the husband divorced his wife, because at that time the divorce didn't take place as yet. Kesim shtal Baal afal pishim ishte imay. So, Mimele, you couldn't say, how about the gitim that are sent in Nesayam? So, let's say, the get is executed inside by the Edim in Nissen, and then it is sent overseas to Australia, let's say, and it arrives, let's say, in Tishrei in Australia, and then the Shliach delivers the get to the Isha in Australia 6 months later. So, can you say that when the Edim signed the get, here in Chicago, let's say in Nissen, that at that time they testified that the woman was divorced, that the divorce took place 6 months later. But when the Isha in Australia will produce a get, and will come to invest in Australia and will produce a get, so then the Edich Sime will be the biro that the divorce took place. Why will they be the biro? Because the Edim signed it directly for the purpose
of effecting Gerashim, in order that it should be handed over from the Baal to Nisho. So the Mele, the Raya of the Chesimah Seidin is considered as a Raya of Eides, and as a Raya of Shtar. Masha'imke, Ligabei, the Raya of the Shtar, of the Get, that he was appointed as a Shliach, many Gittin are not being given to the wife through the medium of a Shliach. Many Gittin. Most Gittin are not handed over that way. So most Gittin are handed directly from the husband to the wife. So, but here we happen to have a case of a get that is delivered to the wife, not directly from the husband, but through Shliach, through the medium of Shliach. So the mele true that we have a raya effect that the Shliach and the get is a raya that he was appointed Shliach. If he had been appointed Shliach, so how would he have the get in his possession? What business does he have with this get? So that's a raya. But that's a chochet studies. This is an extraneous raya, according to Rambam. So if the aloche had been that minu of shliach liloche requires any mikim adobo, then a chochet studies wouldn't be sufficient. Then it would have to be nisbarer by a chochet obedes. And the raibichite is the just as we say, the deirchsime are considered edim misire, and they're considered edim mikim adobo, and the misiras agereshim, even though at the time when they affixed their signatures. So the gereshim did not take place as yet. So that's the exerus akosim of shdores. So the mele, the same deirchsime are considered as edim, not only on the gereshim, but if the shliach produces the get, so the deirchsime are considered as edim minutu, because otherwise the Shliach wouldn't have the get in his hands. So according to the Raivet, it's considered as a Rai of Shtores, as a Biro of Eides. And according to the Rambam, it's only considered as a Choches Dodis. Now, I mentioned that. So in other words, so according to the Raivet, it's considered as a Rai of Eides. According to the Rambam, it's not considered as a Rai of Eides, it's considered as a Choches Dodis. But once the get becomes mikoyem, then there is a raya of shtore, there is a raya, whether it's a raya of shtores or a choches dodis, that is a shliach too, because kitim lechiacholot. Mashein came, if he doesn't say before nechtam, before nechtam. So then with Rabbonon, it's not nechtam, we do something based. So maybe there wouldn't be any raya of shtores, and there wouldn't be a choches dodis either. Because if when can there be a choches dodis if it is a shtar? So then there can be a choches dodis. But if it's not a shtar, if it's not the actual wisdom of Bezin, it's no raya altogether. This is what Ramban says. Allah hayne taime. So he says, v'lemach valon, sh'adim eisin sh'leinemon bikach, sh'yitzrichu, chachomim kiyum shtores, lo yobu mishum chashem ezin bala shtar. אלא אם תאימה שיאפשר להאמין את בכל מוקים לאמא שבאו עושה משליח כשהבאו מהר אלאמא לא עשיסי מיני דאבה כל אלה שבתאירו ואף על פי שביסס בקימס דבר השליח כימי שמקצוס על נאמון הבאו כמו שפה פרק הסקאבר לפי לך חומים שליחים להסקיר לכולם דרך אחות של איקר הנמונס על השליחס שלא יאמינו איסי בכל מוקים אלו איקר הידיס על החסימו תקנו לאמא בפולנחת ובפולנחת The question that I would was, why the Chachomim say he should say for Lechtam for Lechtam? Let the Chachomim say he should say I am a Shliach. So the Ramban says, if the Shliach would say I am a Shliach, and then the Baal, so the get wouldn't be Mikuyim. So with Rabbonon it wouldn't be considered Lechtam and this on the Bezli. Then the Baal would be Nemon to contest the Shliach's testimony. But once the Shliach said for Lechtam for Lechtam, so maybe it becomes even with Rabbon Nechke with this on the basin. So then the get is a get mikuyem. Once the get is a get mikuyem, no one can be married. Because then everything is proven. It's Nechke that is a shliach. And whatever the Baal says is verbiage. I mean, we don't pay attention. Because it's considered as if it had been Nechke with this on the basin. As if Aiden had testified as to everything. And Bezdin had cross-examined all the witnesses and verified everything, that everything that the Eidim say is true. So once
the Shliach said before the Nechtam, before the Nechtam, so the Mele and the Chachomim gave him the monies. So the Mele, the Shtar becomes a Shtar Mikuyim. Once the Shtar is a Shtar Mikuyim, the Baal cannot be Nare. Because it's Nechtam, it's a Mibesim. It's like being Nare against the testimony of witnesses that is Niskabel Mibesim. Mashen came, if the Shliach would say, I am a Shliach, so the get would become Mikuyim. So as long as the Baal is not Nare, all right. But the moment the Baal will become a Nare, he'll certainly be Nemon to pass the get. Because it's not Nechker who do something based in Midrabanon. So that's why the Chachomim or Misake, the Shliach should say for Nechtam, for Nechtam, rather than I'm Shliach. All right.
To have the Oma, which is in Shmo, Liboy Trey, Mide de Have a Kolegi Shabatayo. That's one Gyose. The other Gyose is Mide de Have a Kolarai Shabatayo. But the main Gyose is Mide de Have a Kolegi Shabatayo. Because Eides requires two Eides. So the Gemara gives the Terah, it's a Dechot and Midiso. Here it's Isurin, it's not Mominus. So the male Isurin doesn't require two. That's the reason it's why the Shliach is Nemo. So more as Kashi, even if I'm dealing with Yahoo and Isurin, can you give a sort of Shachir and sort of Shoshuma? It's Hazik Isurin. Abroche is Hazik Isurin, is Shishish. Have a Dobashe Be'arvo, the in Dobashe Be'arvo, Poches Mishnah. Now, Rishaini emphasize the difference in the, between the two Yosoids. One Yosoi is Avol Hochev is Chazik Yisurek, Beishishis, Veyhaveh Domashe Be'avo, and the other Yosoi is the way we have it here. Avol Hochev is Chazik Yisurek, Beishishis, Haveh Domashe Be'avo. So the Ramban, the Ram say that if we are Geras, Avol Hochev is Chazik Yisurek, Beishishis, so then the Gemara is raising two questions as to how the Shliach can be Nemo in his testimony of the Kone Lachta Fanechta. One is because it's Chazik Yisrael. So regardless of the Dovah Shebe'avo aspect, he shouldn't be Nemo because it's Chazik Yisrael. And then an additional is as to why the Shliach should not be Nemo in the Vonachim, in his testimony of the Vonachim, because it has the aspect of Dom Shebel. But, this is what Ramban said, but if we are Geirits, the way it appears in our own text, Abba Rochem is Chazik Yisurek Yishishis, have a Dom Shebel for, in Dom Shebel for Chesmishnayim, so then it's one Kashi, not two Kashis. Now, this verb is not just a question, you know, of an extra verb. I mean, and this verb depends, according to the Ramban and the Ram, Yisaydis Ateo, in other words. So if we are Geiris, they have a Dorshe Be'avo, then the Gemara is saying two halachas. Number one, that there is no, that Nidecho, there is no Nemones against Yitzchazik Yisurin. There's no Nemones. Even Yisurin, Mamash, not the Rosh Be'al. And Nidecho, there's no Nemones against Yitzchazik Yisurin. And Nidecho, there's only Nemon, let's say there is a peace, there is a certain Chatiche on the table, and we don't know whether it's Chilev or Shumen, Nidecho comes and says, it is Shumen. Oh, it is Chaylev. So in other words, so according to what he says, it's Chaylev, it has been Chaylev all the time. You know, if he says it's Shuman, so it has been Shuman all the time. But where he testifies against Yitzchazik Yisurek, then in Yidecho there's no Nemones. Even in a non-Dovah Shebe'avo matter. And then another Kashi, the Gemara is saying, is it Dovah Shebe'avo? So Dovah Shebe'avo, according to the Gilse, Dovah Shebe'avo requires to aid him even without his Chazik Yisurek. Even without his Chazik Yisurek. All right, this is what the Ramban and the Rambam said. But it's not muhach. All right, Hashem say that. I mean, and no one is going to argue, no one of us is going to argue with the Ramban and the Rambam, but it's not muhach in the Roshni. In other words, we don't have to say that every Rishon who has the girsah have a Gova Shebeelbo, some Mele, he is forced to assume that Gova Shebeelbo, not his Chazik Isure, in a Dechon is there. The Ramban says that if we have the girsah have a Gova Shebeelbo, then we have to say that. But it's not Mukhach. Even if we are, it's possible that some Rishonim will say that even if we are Gerus, have a Dovah Shebe'elbo, the Gemara is still asking two kashas. He is still asking two kashas. But the Ramban and the Ran say it. The Ramban and the Ran say it. Now, as to whether... Now, it's two separate questions. One question is whether Nidachot is Nemon by Surin, non-Dovah Shebe'elbo, neged is Chazik Isurin. So that's not why the Gemara involves. And the Gemara is not patient. The Gemara over there is not patient. So the Gemara has not why the Gemara is not because if, like, whether the Dechot is Nemon, negative is Chazik Yisurei, when it's not. Two things are clear, beyond the shadow of a doubt. And the Dechot is certainly Nemon, even without Biyodei, if he doesn't testify against this Chazik. That is certain. And what is the best example of this nemones? If Nidachot comes and says, this is Israel. So here's the nemones. So another thing that is clearly established is that a Nidachot is Nemon to testify against this Chazik Yisurei if it is beyond. What's an example of it? Let's say if somebody says, I took off my stress from my tree. So it's Yitzchazik Yisurei, because originally the Tvuye was the Cheskas Tevel. The question is, was the Tevel, the Shem Tevel Pokah, through the approach of Maizres, of Thomas and Maizres, or not? And if the Bailim says that I was Mafri, so he certainly never, beyond the shadow of a doubt. Because the Bailim is beyond it to be Mafri. So even though he testifies against the Yitzchazik Yisurei, so, but it's beyond. So these two cases are clearly established. The Gemara has not baye. Can somebody else, even another in the Chodesh, change another baye? Test it. If Shimon says that I saw that Trumas and Maestres were taken off from Reuben's crowd, I saw. Now it's not the other to take off Trumas and Maestres from somebody else's crowd. So the question, yeah, and this is Chazik Yisurei. So that's not by the Gemara involves. Whether Nidachot is Nemon, Rimokim is Chazik Yisurei, and not the Yodei, or not. And the Gemara is not patient. And there are three Shittes HaRishayim with Sakhalot. There is one Shittes HaRishayim that since the Gemara is not patient, the Gemara does not explicitly patient that Abaye, so it's Abaye, and if it is so. There is another Shittes HaRishayim, you'll see, I mean, if you go over the Rishayim, that's who it is, and also here. So you'll see that there is the Rishayim who say that even though over there the Gemara is not patient, but the Maskone of the Gemara is that the Dechot is not Nemo, B'teres Vada is not Nemo, B'mokim is Chazik Yisrei, if it's not Nemo. And then there is a third Shittes HaRishayim, that even though the Gemara is not patient at Pichez, but the Maskone of the Gemara is that the Nidachot is Nemon. Bimokim is Chazik Yisurei, even though it's not Yodin. So we have three Shittes. How we pass? One Shitte is that it remains a Sofik. One Shitte is that he's not Nemon, because Vadai not Nemon. One Shitte is that he is Nemon. Alright. Now, that's in regard to the question as to whether a Nidachot is Nemon by Yisurin, Bimokim is Chazik Yisurei, and not Yod. But then, the other side is a Nidachot is Artu Eidim required by Dovah Shebe'elbo when it's not this Chazik Yisurei. So on that, You also have a machlokes Hashem. But even though you do have a machlokes Hashem, but as the Bisalevi points out, the overwhelming majority of the Rishonim agree that a Lomos Shebe'Avo requires two Eidim even without this Chazikson. But the Marik says the contrary. And there is a Ran. In the Ran there is a stira between the Ran in Gittin and the Ran in Gdush. Now the Gemara says in Gittin, now I just want to mention the stira between two Rans. The Ran in Gittin says that in Techot is not Nemo Bidovo Shebe'Avo even without this Chazik Yisrael. Where does he say it in connection with the Gemara of Samadalet in Gittin, the Omer of Yitzchok Ho'emer Lishluchei Tzei Likadish Lisho Stam Umeis Shluchei. So then he doesn't know whom the Shliach was Mikadish for him. Reuven appointed Shimon as a Shliach to Mikadish any Yisho for him, any Yisho that the Shliach will decide to Mikadish for him. And then the Shliach died, so there is no way of verifying it. So the Mele, Rabbi Yitzchok says, so the Mishalach is Oser B'chol Anoshim Shebeiro. Why? Hazok Yishliach is a Shliach Hussein. Because he's a Shliach Hussein. So the Mele, any woman, so he has Bechishish, maybe it's his sister of the Mekodeshes, so she's an Elbo. Maybe it's a mother of the Mekodeshes. Unless he finds out that a certain woman who he wants to marry does not have a sister and does not have a mother, did not have a living mother within the last time, when the pushing could have taken place, she had a mother, but let's say her mother died some time ago, or her mother is married to another man, so then he knows. But if he can't find out all the details about the sheish treves, the taroseh, the arayes, so then he's not allowed to marry any woman. Because of Yechshoshe, maybe this woman is a sister or a daughter or a mother of one of the treves of his wife. That's the Mekadesh. This is what Gemara says. So the Ran says that even if they die, will come and he'll say that she's not, that this woman is not one of the cravings of the Mekodeshes. He knows who the Mekodeshes is, and this woman is not one of the cravings of the Mekodeshes, is not Nemo. Because in Govor Shebe'er Bo Pochas Mishnah, even though she does not have any Cheskasisea, this woman, so the Ranshiti is that in Dovah Shebe'avo Pachas Mishnayim implies even without this Chazik Yisroel. So, and Idecho there's no name of this. That's the Ran in Gittin. But then there is a Ran in Gushin to the contrary. There is a Mishnah in Yidushin that says, "Hoim erkashti in piti v'nidei alamikid ashtio." Uvo echod v'omar alamikid ashtio nemo. So then there is a machlokes in the Gemara. Omar av nemo mikin get v'nemo nichlis. When the Mishnah says nemo, it doesn't mean that he is nemo, that he is nemo nichlis, that he can live with. That's not. But he is nemo mikin get. Nemo mikin get deinot amachiti v'lelei. So it's a raya that he's telling the truth, because since we tell him you can't live with her, so, and the extent of his nemones is that he can give her a get, and then she's mutaras le'alme, so maybe, what does he gain from it? When nemon lichne is, he might eat chitok, so he might have a motive of life, but he, once we say, in nemon lichne is, only nemon can get, so then he has no motive. So he said, "Umeid Rabas, v'imeres niskadashti, v'imyedei alim niskadashti, ubo echot v'omar, ani kidashticho sheninem nichus." So then Rabas is made the shit. So. Kanye Kabose de Rabasa, Kidashti is bigger than Yedea and Mikidashtio, who go ahead of Mikidashtio Nemo, a fichlis, Kim so Bahi of Romar and Mikidashti, we call Menu Israel, who is a shaman is Kidashti, who go ahead of Romar and Mikidashtio, ain't an Emon Nichlis. And that's all. So Rasha said, so the Ram says, Umiu in Yishidecho Chemeichu Kicho is Nemo. Even if the Isha says that Niskadashti in Yedei Alemi. So then if somebody says, Ani Kidashtio, so he's not Nemo. Everybody agrees he's not Nemo. But if Nidechot says that he was the one that is Nikadesh, so he's Nemo. Why? Because the Nidechot does not testify against his Chazik Yisue. So Mimele, the Ram says, so we don't apply the Aloche of Indomashev Le'alodumai. So they all discuss the apparent stirah between the Ran and Gittin in connection with Oimer Mishluche Yitzei Mikadosh Leisho and the Ran in Dush. I don't want to go into it. The two Rans can be reconciled. But it seems that the Ran shitter all over, except in the Ran in Dush, which seems to be Seiseya, but the Ran in Gittin and the Ran here and the Ran all over, his shitter is, first of all, his girsi is Veihavidom Shebehavo, and as he himself explains it in accordance with what Ramban says, that if we are Giras Veihavidom Shebehavo, so the Gemara is saying two things. First of all, that an Idechot is not Nemon Bimokin Ischazik Isura, even non Dome Shebehavo, and number two, that Dome Shebehavo, even not Ischazik Isura, so he's Nemon. I don't want to discuss this theory. Next time, maybe we'll discuss it. But I just want to go over the Shittas Rishon. Who is the one who says b'feirash in so many words? I mean, that and except for like this, we don't find any Rishonim who explicitly state that Dovah Shebe'alvo not is Chazik Yisurei in the Dechot of Nemos. Except the Ram Dushin, but the Ram Dushin is no help. But we have the Ram to the counter. The one Rishon who says explicitly that the Dechot is not his Nemon, Bidova Shebe'alvo, if he doesn't testify against this Chazik Yisur, he's the Marik, in Shirash Ayin Beis, in Tshuva Ayin Beis. So he says, first of all, the Marik relies on what the Ramban says and the Ran says, that this question is stolen the two Yosoyes, whether we are Giras, Ve'yavidov Shebe'alvo, or we are Giras, even though, I mean, in itself there is no hechrach in that wolf. I mean, you could explain the girls of Havidah Shabbat also as two separate kashas. But the Ramban says so. So the Marik takes it for granted. Mimele, he says, since in most more in the girls he is the way the girls now take Havidah Shabbat, so that means it follows from this girls of Havidah Shabbat, that the Gemara is saying one, the Gemara is raising one kasha. In other words, how can the Shliach be Ne'emon? After all, if it's Yidoma Shebe'Avon, it's Yitzchazik Yisurei. The implication being that if it's Yitzchazik Yisurei, not Yidoma Shebe'Avon, Yidoma Shebe'Avon, not Yitzchazik Yisurei, then therefore it would be Ne'emon. And then the Marik says that this is the sheet of Teisves. First of all, because Teisves, how does he know that Teisves is that Teisves Shite? Because Teisves says, how is Yidoma Shebe'Avon? In other words, he's taking it for granted. That he, once a Rishon has the gear, say, have a Dovah Shebe'Avon. So Mimele, he holds that the Gemara is asking only one kasha. Mimele is kashas against the Torah. Right, these are the shittas in regard to Idechot b'Yitzchazik Yisurei, not Dovah Shebe'Avon, not the Yodei. So there we have many Rishonim. We have many Rishonim either way, because there is the many Rishonim say that true the Gemara is not patient explicitly that Abaye, but the Maskon of the Gemara is that he is Nemor, and many Rishonim say the Maskon of the Gemara is he is not Nemor. And then the other Shaila, so most Rishonim definitely say that Dovah Shebe'Avon requires waiting even if it's not Yitzchazik Yisurei. But the Marit Lachlapos, his shita is that Dovah Shebe'Avon not Yitzchazik Yisurei does not require to. Now let's see the Rashi. We did have a Kol Yeshiva Teiro, Kushim, Umshani, Dechadam Bisur. So, how does Rashi explain? How do we know that the Dechadam Bisur, Shari, Mino Teiro, Kol Echot, Lechot, in Israel, Allah, Kosa Strumo, Vala Shkito, Vala Nikor, Agit, Vachim. Now, So you can ask, how do we know that? Where did the Torah say that every Jew is Nemon and Nikra Yud Vachilev? Where did the Torah say it? Possibly. There is no one. Now Rashi Nechum says that the Torah does say that every Jew is Nemon and Shkite, because Vishochad is Benabo. Vishochad is Benabo. So it might be that this Rashi here is in line with what Rashi says Nechum. Rashi says Nechum, even though Rashi mentions here was Strum also, because it's analogous to Shri. It's analogous to Shri. And it might be that according to Rashi, so we don't even have to resort to according to Rashi here, some say. According to Rashi here, so some say that we don't even have to resort to a special passage. Because the fact that the Torah doesn't mention that you will require every time, you know, that one eats in the other's place, that he should have, you know, two eating testify. So is a raya that we don't require it. So in other words, in Sarasvore, we don't even have to resort to impossible. So as some Rishonim say, and the Rashi himself, because if a Yechot had not been empty soon, it would be impossible to be Misachsen in Tzertzaleka. No one would be able to eat in somebody else's home. So you'll have to produce Eidim, you'll testify in Bezim. So it'll be almost an impossibility for one Jew to eat in another Jew's home. So in other words, we don't have to. So what do they mean? So it is impossible. So who says that fulfillment of the mitzvahs has to be convenient? No. If that had been the aloha, there would be a special tzerasakosu. Since the Torah doesn't mention tzerasakosu, that before you stay in somebody else's home, so you have to produce two eidim who testify that he doesn't involve himself, chilev, not himself, kitev, I mean that everything was taken out, was removed. So it's a raya that is dechot in them this way. Or Rashi might mean what Rashi says in Chum, because the Torah says Vishochad benavo. He says, so the Gemara says, Eime adi amrinon, so the Gemara says, אם אדם רינו נדיח עוד נמי סורום גיח תיחסו בשל חילת או בשל שומת וישרה זה כיסוי תיחי לב בהח תיחי איסורי בוב הוכה ישרה זה בהח יצא איסר ישישי ומטבע ושחית אבל גם רינו לא כי דאמרינו ביבומס, דאמרינו ביבומס, דהוסו ביודו איסקנו, לפי חוכמה לא ידעבי. Now, so from this Rashi it's mashma that the Gemara here is asking two kashas. What Rashi's girse was, whether Rashi's girse was ve'avidov shebe'avo or havidov shebe'avo, is not clear. Rashi doesn't even mention this Dibra Masko of havidov shebe'avo ve'avidov shebe'avo. Thesis mentions the Dibra Masko of havidov shebe'avo. Rashi doesn't mention. Rashi mentions the concluding expression. So it's not clear. But if we say that this hearsay is the criteria, is the determining factor, so then we have to say that Rashi's hearsay was because it's clear from Rashi's loshim that Rashi interprets the Gemara's kashe as two kashes. First he says, Hochin is chazik. So Rashi emphasizes that the reason is why a person is nemor and a dechot is nemor and nikor agid v'achelev. The reason is why a person is nemor and nikor agid v'achelev is because it's not his chazik isure in chel. So Rashi doesn't mention if Rashi's she had been havidov shebe'avo. In other words, the Gemara is asking one kasha that where is chazik dov shebe'avo, then in dachot is not nemor. So, what kind of a kasha does Rashi mention from Chelet? Bishleime, if we say that Rashi she means that the Gemara is asking two kashas, and the first kasha is based upon the fact that here it is chazik isurei even if it hadn't been dov shebe'avo. So the male Rashi is bothered by Kashi. So how is in Idechot Nemon and Nikra Agid Vachelev? He just finished saying he's Nemon. He's the Teretz. By Nikra Agid Vachelev, it's not his Chazik Yisurei. Because he says, this is Chelev and has always been Chelev. It's not that it, originally it was Shumen and then it was Nepach Vachelev. So Memele, it's not his Chazik Yisurei, it's not his Chazik Yisurei. I mean, so, but if Rashi's shite is that the Gemara is asking one kashe that the shliach shouldn't be nemon, because we have here a combination of two facts of elvo and ischazik isurei. So, why does Rashi have to explain the ischazik isurei the chilev bachti the isurei gufe? Suppose the chilev it would be ischazik isurei, it would be ischazik isurei, and then the dechot would say that it is. It is human. He still would be a nemor. Suppose it would be his chazik etere, and then the dechot would say that it became nepach to chelev. It still would be nemor. So we see from this Rashi that Rashi holds that the Gemara is asking two kashes, and then, so he says, hoche is chazik, avroche is chazik, isure. So Bach, he's a reshishish. So then he says, there's the first kash. Umitevel shkitol yamrinolo. Kidamrinom bivomez gosem yodle saknon. So again we see that Rashi holds that there are two separate halachas. Because in explaining the first